Hi there. The word for you today is on the Holy Spirit. We've been talking about it for the last few days. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, Paul writes, "These little troubles are getting us ready." Everything Jesus did for his followers, the Holy Spirit does for us. Think about it. Jesus taught, now the Holy Spirit teaches us. Jesus healed, now the Holy Spirit heals us. Jesus comforted, now the Holy Spirit comforts us. Jesus sends us into new seasons, and he sends his counselor with us. You journey in the company of the Holy Spirit every day. And Jesus said he will, quote, teach you everything you need to know and remind you of the things I've taught you. Isn't that wonderful? When change comes, embrace it. Don't resist it. Change is not only a part of life, it's a necessary part of God's strategy for your life. To use us to change the world, God alters our assignments. Think about it. Gideon the farmer became a general. Mary the peasant girl became the mother of Christ. Paul the rabbi became a world evangelist. God transitioned Joseph from a baby brother to an Egyptian prince. He changed David from a shepherd to a king. Peter wanted to fish the Sea of Galilee, but Christ called him to lead the first church. You see, God gives us our individual assignments. But you say, what about painful changes that are hard to understand? Well, it's like your time in the womb. You're being developed for a greater time outside the womb. Inside the womb, you have the ultimate comfort and security. But only outside of the womb can you fulfill God's purpose for your life. Your life in this world is simply to prepare you for your life in the next one. That's why Paul wrote, "These little troubles are getting us ready for an eternal glory that will make all our troubles seem like nothing." Think of those two words, eternal glory. You can hardly imagine it.